Greetings and welcome to this episode of Happenings at 2715. My name is Kurt Gibson, and with me today is IHSA Assistant Executive Director Scott Johnson to talk about his latest book called Association Work, a part biography, part sports history, part organizational chronicle, an occasional literary review that tells the story of C.W. Whitten and H.V. Porter, the two most influential men in the interscholastic movement in the first half of the 20th century. In today's episode, Scott and I will talk about the writing of the book, the relationship between these two leaders, and the legacy these two giants left behind. Scott, welcome back to Happenings.
Thank you, Kurt.
Scott, Association Work is your third book built around interscholastic athletics. What draws you to that arena?
Well, I like the antiquities, I like to call them. The eras that you can write about where nobody can really dispute what you've written because nobody really has any idea what you're talking about. But these guys in particular, we have some photographs here in the office hanging on the wall, and if you've been in a place for 25 years, you start to notice them and maybe get some idea to think about what they were like and what they thought, and that's kind of how the whole project started.
And there was some timeliness to the release, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, the 100th anniversary of the National Federation of State High School Associations is coming up next summer. So this summer was the 99th anniversary and a kickoff to the centennial year. Both of these fellows were the executive director of the National Federation, as well as working here at the IHSA. And the conference was being held in Chicago, so it all kind of fell together and kind of gave me a reason to have a deadline.
Because that's really what this book is about, the influence and the impact both Mr. Whitten and Mr. Porter had on not only the development of the IHSA, but also with the National Federation, and they were doing all of that at the same time.
Right. They were both working on projects for the IHSA and the Federation at the same time. From the time Porter came and became Whitten's second command in 1928 until Porter left to be the executive director by himself of the Federation in 1940. For those 12 years, they were operating out of an office in Chicago and doing work on both sides of the aisle, as it were. For the IHSA and the Federation, a lot of work.
Yeah. So this was a pretty ambitious project. When you're doing something like this, how long did this particular book take from idea to final completion?
It was a little over 4 years. And of course, I didn't work on it exclusively during that time. And there were periods where I just put everything away and maybe didn't even look at it for a month. But the last year and a half, I'd say, it was a pretty solid drive to get it done for this summer. It probably took a lot more work than I thought it was going to be when I started out.
Because these two guys are no longer with us, you probably had to rely more on work they left behind. I'm guessing they had some family, and when you read the book, you can gather there are some living family members still. But a lot of the work had to come from writings and correspondence that they had left behind.
Right. Well, I was very lucky in that regard as a biographer to have as much of their written thoughts and actions as was possible. I mean, we have down in our basement here at the IHSA office still correspondence from the 20s and 30s that Whitten wrote to principals, to college authorities. There was just so much material to sift through. And then, of course, the information that was in our magazine, which covered not only IHSA dealings, but also Federation dealings. And then after Porter became the head of the Federation in the 40s, they had a magazine as well. And so I was able to glean a lot of information from there. Old newspapers also were very useful in putting this together. And then there was some family material as well.
Any good stories that you uncovered while you're on the road that maybe didn't make it to the book, or just something unusual that happened along the way?
Well, I don't know if I had a good story, I was going to put it in the book. But there are a lot of good stories in the book, a lot of unusual things, especially having to do with some of their, face-to-face meetings with some of the college folks. There's some famous names in there that kind of take a little bit of a hit.
But yeah. So the book was distributed at the National Federation's summer meeting this past summer in Chicago, the 99th meeting. How about for, the listener out there, if they wanted a copy, are these now available for purchase?
They
and
are.
If so, how?
Yes, they are. And if you go to the IHSA website or to IHSAstore.com, you'll see it there listed. We haven't publicized it yet until today, outside of the Federation and State Association community, but we'd love for people to get a look at it. If you're interested in a biography of the inner workings, I guess, of the State Association, the Federation, well, this is the place to start, I guess.
Yeah, well, it certainly would be. With the holidays coming, it's the kind of thing that I think the high school sports fan would really enjoy. And even though I'm a bit biased, I got to say, your efforts and research and all the time you put in that paid off tremendously. So congratulations on that.
Thank you, Kirk.
Our guest on Happenings at 2715 this week is Scott Johnson, author of Association Work. And when we come back, we'll discuss the relationship between CW and HV, as they were called, a relationship that spanned nearly half a century.